Jesus is our peace in the midst of the storms of life. Jesus is our peace in the midst of the divisions of life. Jesus is our peace in the midst of the challenges of life.
Welcome to Journey Through the Word, a teaching ministry of Horizon Christian Fellowship in Indianapolis. Today, Bill Goodrich, pastor of Horizon Christian Fellowship, continues his teaching verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and book by book through the Bible in this edition of Journey Through the Word.
So today we're going to look at, as we go through, seven blessings that we have. In these five short verses, there's seven blessings that we have. We're going to go, and it'll be on the screen here, and we'll look at them and talk about them. But I wanted to begin, first of all, with this statement. I found this statement, and it spoke to my heart. Imagine the number of words took to write a 30-volume set of an encyclopedia. It must be an awesome number, but an even more amazing thing is that only 26 different letters were used. The authors did not have to go outside of the alphabet to assemble that massive collection of knowledge. It provided for them everything they needed for this one test. Imagine that again, how 26 letters of the alphabet can be used to put together a 30-volume encyclopedia. Now, Jesus Christ called himself the Alpha and the Omega. And we do not have to go outside of him for anything that we need. Praise the Lord. Nothing. He is God's everything for you and I, for every situation of life. Do you believe that? Do you really believe it?
Yes.
Every situation of life. I've entitled the message, He Himself is All That We Need. Now, I love being married. I love having children. I love the fact of being an under-shepherd to Jesus Christ. But everything that I need is given to me and you through the person of Jesus Christ. That's where we're taking time, so much time, looking at these approximately 50 blessings that are ours because of what Jesus has done for us. Now, look at beginning in verse 14. I want to read through these five verses ahead of time. And then we'll come back and dive into them. Notice in verse 14, it says, He Himself. Now, if you like writing in your Bible and underlining, underline He Himself. And you'll see as we go here why I would do that. For He Himself, and then we have what He has done. He is our peace. He has made both one. He has broken down the middle wall of separation. Verse 17, He has abolished. Now to underline, in his flesh, the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, and here comes another, so as to create in himself, we've had he himself, verse 14, his flesh, verse 15, and also in verse 15, he himself, what did he do? He made one new man from the two, thus making peace. And then in verse 16, it says, and that he might, you can underline that or take notes in that. What might he do? Reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And then verse 17, notice it says, and you can underline this, he came. He came. What did he do when he came? Preach the peace to you who were far off and to those who were near. And then verse 18, for through him, you can underline that, through him, we both have access to one Spirit in the Father. Holy Spirit, we pray that you might just develop this into our hearts. We'd understand you, Lord Jesus, even more, how intimately and how fully you're involved in every aspect of the blessings that are given to us. We pray that we would just be blown away and we would walk away today more in love and more grateful, with praise upon our lips. In Jesus' name we pray. He himself, his flesh, in himself, that he might, he came through him one spirit. Man, that's all we need. It's all here. It's amazing for each and every one of us to understand the wealth that we have as Christians today. If a person would slow down enough in the midst of life, an unbeliever would slow down in the midst of their walk and all, their lives, and then and just see and understand. So often they see God with a big club. This is a God of love. This is a God that has provided everything that is needed. That not only would we have an abundant life here in the midst of the challenges of life, but that we would have an eternal life in a place that we can't even imagine. Look at verse 14. For he himself, it literally means this same Jesus. It's a connection between what was above in verse 13 when it says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself, again, this same Jesus. Another translation puts it, he is the one. He is the one. And I love this too, that we see that it says that Jesus, God, did this. What did he do? Seven things we're going to see that he did as we go through these five verses. The first one that you see there, and it's blessing number 26, and they can put it on the screen there, it is Jesus himself is our peace. Now, when we hear that, we think of a peaceful attitude. And that can be true. But it means a little different than that. That can be a result of what it means. It means Jesus is our harmony. He's dealing with a divide between Jew and Gentile. And he's bringing it together now so the church would be one, the church of Jesus Christ. After the death, burial, and resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit came upon human beings and the church of Jesus Christ was birthed. And it was important that there was a unity, and it's important that that unity carries on into our lives today. So, excuse me. So he is our harmony. It literally means that he is our unity. In this room, there could be differences of opinion. You that have your children next to you, especially the teenage years, you ever notice there's a difference of opinion? Harmony is important in the family. Unity is necessary within the family. So if those teenagers get out of line, what do? You just smack them. Just smack them. No, not really. You work hard to have unity. I love this translation of this word, peace. Tranquility. Isn't that a beautiful word? Tranquility. Say it with me. Tranquility. That's what it means. He is our tranquility. And another translation says, he is our health. Our health. Our spiritual health, for sure. But is it possible that as Christians, that he works in our lives and brings health, physical health in our life, because we learn not to be anxious. We learn to trust him. I believe that's a possibility. It also literally means that hostility has ceased. Between God and man, hostility has ceased. And between you and I, family members, people that you work with, whether they are saved or not, in the reality that the Bible teaches, hostility has ceased as we look at things from the kingdom perspective in that way. It's not easy to do that. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus himself is our place, underline that, our place of peace. That's where we go to find peace. The Holy Spirit ushers in to that place, that person of Jesus Christ. There's a painting, you may have seen it, called Peace. It depicts waves crashing against the jagged rocks. It portrays the violence of a crushing storm. It seemed everything but peaceful, but down in a small corner of the painting, tucked away in the rocks, a little bird sitting on her nest, totally oblivious to the raging storm all about. I want to see that painting someday. I haven't seen that. All the storms of life are going on, but yet that mother bird is there on her nest. That's peace. That's peace at that point. Now, tell me if you believe this. Jesus is our peace in the midst of the storms of life. How many say yes?
Yes.
Okay, you believe it?
Yes.
All right, how many believe this? Jesus is our peace in the midst of the divisions of life.
Yes?
Yes? A little weaker than the first one, okay, but in divisions. All right, how about this one? Jesus is our peace in the midst of the challenges of life.
Yes,
yes, that was stronger. That was really stronger. Okay, now, Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." How many believe that?
Yes.
And so if he is our place of peace, and he brings peace in the storms of life, the divisions of life, and the challenges of life, I have a question for you and me. Why don't we go there more often? Why don't we spend more time with him? Why do we allow ourselves to get busy? I'm speaking for me too, okay? Why don't we just take this little device and put it in the other room and go in another room and shut the door and be with Jesus? Because if it is true, then we should take advantage of it. Because Jesus said, "For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened." What a promise, if only we would seek him. And so for the first blessing, he himself is our peace, who has made both one. And then notice that we see in verse 14, and has broken down the middle wall of separation. This is very important. It points to the unity. You can go on to the next one, number 27. I just moved on there so they can see that. Thank you. This points to the unity between the Jew and Gentile created by Jesus so that the body of Christ, the church, can be one. See, Jesus abolished the dividing wall of hostility between Jew and Gentile. Back in those days, if you went to the temple, you would see a 3 to 4 foot wall there in the temple. The Gentiles could go into the court of Gentiles, but then there would be a wall and they could not go any closer to the Holy of Holies. There would be that wall, and there on that wall would be a sign, because beyond that it was only for the Jew and the priest and all that. There would be a sign. You who choose, if you're an unbeliever and you choose to go beyond, you do it at the risk of your life. They were serious about that. Serious. The Jewish nation were there to be inclusive of the world in the Old Testament, but they became exclusive. They became the high and mighty in a way, and they moved away from the purposes of God to bring other people unto God himself. Yeah, there were rules. Yes, there were regulations, but it was for the health of the people and the worship of God. But they had taken it too far. So even today, Jesus is our bond of unity and harmony with other people, including other denominations. At times it's hard, but there is to be unity. Paul said in Romans, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all those people that you like. All those people that you agree with? Okay, all those people that agree with you, live peaceably with that. That's good. Now, come on. How many feel that way? You guys. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle, for being honest. Okay. Everybody else didn't want to, you know, fess up in all that way. Yeah. No, everyone. Everyone. It's hard, is it not? If it's at all possible, as much as is within you, live peaceably with all people. It takes work. It really does. Paul goes on in verse 15, and he gives us the 28th blessing, which will be on the screen here. And it says, Jesus abolished in his flesh the enmity that is, this is very important, here's the emphasis, the law of commandments. What do you mean? We don't have to pay attention to the law? Well, This is what it means. Abolish means literally to annul, to put a stop to. And we should all praise the Lord because we no longer are under the power of the law. Why? Because Jesus abolished the Mosaic law in the sense that he fulfilled all its requirements. Jesus himself said that he had not come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them on our behalf. The law was given, but the law killed us. The law was righteous and pure and holy, but yet it doomed us to death. It revealed to us, as Galatians tells us, that we are unholy, we are unrighteous, and then we try to be righteous and holy because of the law, but we can't. And that's how the law brought a death to ourselves. It's very important that we would see that. Jesus annulled the law. He fulfilled the law. So today, it's the grace of God through faith that we are saved. Anybody say praise the Lord?
Praise
the Lord. Truly. And I know we could develop that more and more, but he abolished, it says right there again, having abolished in his flesh the enmity that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances. They were there as a schoolmaster to point us to Jesus Christ. And after we came to Jesus Christ, they fulfilled their purpose in Jesus, and then we move in the completed work of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful, wonderful thing that we see there. Also in verse 15, we see the 28th blessing that will be on the screen. It says, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. Thus making peace. Actually, this is the 29th one, isn't it? It's the 29th one that we see. And the emphasis here is creating one new man. This is definitely a reference to the New Testament church in which no distinction exists. Again, Jesus did the work. We reap the blessing. He did it all for us. Think of these scriptures here that define who we are now because Jesus created one new man from the two. Again, Jew and Gentile, but he brought the church together, and this defines us. In Romans chapter 6, verse 4, it says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk, how? In newness of life. Newness of life. Look to the person to your left. Look to the person to your right. Look to the person behind you. Look to the person in front of you. Hi, everybody. Newness. That's newness. Now, I know it looks like it's fading away, but that's a trick. That's a lie. Newness. Our spirits. We will live forever and ever. Newness of life, abundant life. Given to us because of Jesus Christ. He's created us to be one new man. You know this one, say it with me, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Say it with me. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Do we believe it? Yeah. I mean, we do. Look at it right there. In himself, he made one new man. We are made new today because of Jesus. That's okay. Think about that. You know, he made us new. He is the one. He is our peace. He himself presented his flesh. He himself, one new man. And I like Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. It says, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. We put it on. We take off the old and we put the new on each and every day. We come to him and just pray. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Lord, because of your mercy, I present myself today a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. You've made me that way, Lord. And as my act of spiritual worship, I am so in love with you, Lord. I surrender today that I would not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind. that I would fulfill that perfect and acceptable will that he has for us today. Isn't that amazing? No longer do we have to walk in the flesh, but we can walk in the Spirit so we don't fulfill the desires of the flesh. Why? Because Colossians tells us that he is preeminent over his church. We are to be in love with him. Then verse 16, notice it says, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body. How does he do that? Through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. That he might reconcile. Reconcile means to change from one state to another. To change from one state to another. Guess what he has done for us? He's changed us from death to life, from bondage to freedom. I didn't hear one praise the Lord. Yeah. Them both points again to Jew and Gentile. Thus, all people universally and for part of the body of Christ. How many people have gone overseas, done missions, and gone over into another culture, another Christians? And you get into a room with that are from another culture. They live a different way. Their mindset is a different thing. But as a Christian, fellowship with another Christian, does there seem to be this unity that is there, even beyond the language? Yes. What is that? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit in the midst. To notice we are reconciled to God and to each other through the cross, thereby putting all the enmity away. We need to embrace the reality that the separation caused by sin between us and God and between us and each other no longer exists. It is extinct. It is gone. And we should work at that in our relationships with others. And then look at verse 17. He came. Verse 14, he himself. Verse 15, his flesh. Verse 15, in himself. Verse 16, he might. Then 17, he came. And what did he do? He preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. Gentile and Jew, universal call. He brought us the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 1, you guys are familiar with this. I'll just read it. You don't have to turn there. Verse 16 and 17, Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." There's that combination. "For in it," in the gospel, "the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Isn't it wonderful? It's so amazing that today he came to preach the gospel. What is the gospel? It's defined in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 through 4. You have there, God came, became one of us, put on a cross, died and buried, rose from the dead to the living. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Go with me to Romans 10. We see that amplified again just for a second. Almost finished. This beautiful message that we have to take to the world. Look in verse 8 of Romans chapter 10. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Here it is. That if you confess, this is what we are to preach. Jesus came and preached the gospel by his life. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. What are the next first words? Four words. You will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever, Jew or Gentile, whoever does what? Believes on whom? Jesus will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, Gentile. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord, what? Shall be what? Saved. Saved from our sin. Saved from this world. Saved from the devil. The gospel, Jesus came. to preach it. And then back in Ephesians that you see, notice he comes in verse 18. It says, through him. He himself, his flesh, in himself, his might, he might, he came through him. We both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Isn't that amazing? I love that verse. We have access to one Spirit in the Father. It's an amazing thing that we have. It is only because of the sacrificial work of Jesus on the cross that we have victory today as Christians. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to me except through, no one comes to the Father except through me. Man, what a wonderful thing that we believe today. What a mighty message that we have to take to this world. But the next thing I love, I really love this. Notice there, through him we have access. Now, this is not speaking as it does in Romans chapter 5, that we can come boldly into the throne room. We have that. This word literally means we have an introduction. Now, that seems strange. But look at this again. Through him, we have an introduction. How? By one Spirit to whom? The Father. Now, my mind started playing on this a little bit, so bear with me. Jesus ascended into heaven to sit by the right hand of God the Father. And I can see Jesus just going and looking around and saying, Tammy, this is Jesus. Dad, I want to introduce you to Tammy the moment that she accepted Jesus. And the Father goes, oh, I love her. Jesus, you gave your life for her. Angela, I see you back there trying to hide. I really do. Don't point me out. But I see Jesus at the right hand of God the Father saying, Dad, Angela, an introduction, Dave. An introduction to Jesus. Bill, an introduction from Jesus to the dad. That's what that means. That is an amazing thing. Yes, you, young lady. Jesus introduced you to the Father. You like that?
Yes.
I do. I don't think it's far-fetched. However they work together, you know. Someday we'll go, wow, I can't believe that's you. Now I understand a little bit more. Because we'll be with him face to face. See him. And we'll understand how much he loves us. Amazing thing. Sorry you had to put up with me. By one Spirit. Jesus said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to the Father. And the Father, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Are we blessed?
Yes.
We're so blessed. We went through very quickly. I hope you kept up with me there. The seven things. Jesus is our peace. Jesus made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Number three, Jesus abolished the enmity that is the law of commandments. Number four, Jesus created one new man from the two. Number five, Jesus reconciled them from God, them both to God. Number six, Jesus came and preached peace. And number seven, Jesus, through Jesus, we have access by one Spirit to the Father. How is that possible? Look at the verses there again. Verse 14, he himself. Verse 15, his flesh. Verse 15, in himself. Verse 16, he might. Verse 17, he came. Verse 18, through him. Praise the Lord. You guys love Jesus today? A lot of reason to love Jesus.
Bill will continue his teaching in our next broadcast. Journey Through the Word is a listener-supported ministry of Horizon Christian Fellowship in Indianapolis. We appreciate your prayers and support. If you would like more info about Horizon Christian Fellowship, you may call 317-823-2349 or visit us at horizonindy.org. Please join us next time when you'll hear the pages turn and journey through the Word.
Journey through the Word. Today's programs are sponsored by Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis. This two-year, 24/7 discipleship process challenges students to allow God to take hold of their hearts through the daily, in-depth study of God's Word, servant leadership, local ministry, and international mission experience. You may contact Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis by calling 317-823-2349. Thanks to Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis for their support of Christian Radio.
CCBCI at ccbci.org.